Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. I worship in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. One more chance, I need you to hide me. When my strength is weak, hide me. When my eyes want to take one more glance, oh, hide me. Lord, I need you to hide me. Me.
How many are looking for the Lord to hide them this morning? Truly, we all need to be hid in the arms of Jesus. Amen. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. Truly, it's a blessing to get up this morning and rise early. Hallelujah. The psalmist say in Psalm 63 and 1, early will I seek thee. Hallelujah. So those that rise early to seek the Lord, they will get the blessing. Amen. How many of you all are looking for a blessing this morning? I don't know about you, but I expect a blessing each and every day that I rise. I expect a blessing each and every day that I live right. I expect a blessing each and every day that this Holy Ghost stirs on the inside of me. I thank the Lord each and every day that I rise with a new mind. Ha! And every day we rise with a new mind because God's mercies are renewed every morning. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to open up with this scripture. We're going to get right on into prayer. Hallelujah. How many need prayer this morning? How many need to know that God is still with you? How many need to know that he's still a living God? How many need to know that he's an ever-present God? Hallelujah. How many know that he's your helper this morning? How many know that he's a lifter of your soul? Hey, all you got to do is look towards him. Stand on the rock. Amen. Psalm 24, I'm going to read into your hearing. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, listen, people, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. We said, he that seek him early shall find him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. The Lord mighty in battle. Let's say that again. Who is this King of glory? Who is your King of glory this morning? The Bible says the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. So we're not going to let somebody else say it, but we're going to say it this morning. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. So if the Lord is our King of glory, if he is strong and mighty, hallelujah, he's mighty in battle, then guess what? Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your heads. Ha, ha. Lift up your heads this morning, people. It's no reason to walk around with your head hung down. The King of glory have already risen. The King of glory is already reigning. The King of glory is right there waiting on you. Hallelujah. All he wants you to do is call on him. So lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and that King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? 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 The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now, Lord God, we come before you this morning. Hallelujah. This 17th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2013. Hallelujah. We came to lift you up this morning. We came to give you praise this morning. We came, God, because we are your children. We came because we have a need to call on you, a need to know that you are right now, God, a need to know that you are our Savior, a need to know that you will never leave us, a need to know that you will never forsake us. Oh, God, we come to you with a humble spirit this this morning. Oh, God, we're asking you to lift up our heads. Oh, ye gates, Lord, lift up our heads this morning. Somebody's walking around with a hung down head. Somebody can't meet their financial obligations. Somebody's worried about their children this morning. Somebody's locked in prison this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody's in the hospital room this morning. Somebody's walking around without a place to stay, God. Somebody's walking around with a feeble mind. Oh, but those of us that have a voice this morning, those of us that have a sound mind this morning, those of us that have all the activities of our limbs this morning, we came to give you praise, not because we're worthy, hallelujah, but because you are worthy. You are worthy, God. You're great and you're greatly to be praised. And we give you glory for who you are. God, we thank you for being the lifter of our souls. We thank you for being the almighty God. We thank you for being the everlasting God. We thank you for being a counselor. Hallelujah. For you said in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You also say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And we know that the righteous run in and they are saved. Oh, God, we come against every wicked force today. We find the witches and the warlords this morning. We bind every negative word. We bind every word curse. We bind every generational curse. We bind it this morning. Hallelujah. We bind backbiting this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bind envy and jealousy this morning. We bind straight strife and hatred this morning. We bind every negative thing that's not like you. And we are declaring and decreeing that we are the righteousness of God. We are declaring and decreeing that we are heirs to the throne. Oh, we are declaring and decreeing that we are a royal priesthood. We are declaring and decreeing that we are above and not beneath. We declaring and decreeing that we are the lender and not the borrower. We declaring and decreeing that we're standing on your word. Hallelujah. Your word is yay. Your promises is yay. We're standing on a yes this morning, God. We're standing on the promises of God. We're standing on the amen. We're standing on the rock of the rock of our salvation. We're standing, God, and we won't be moved. We're calling on things that's not as though they are. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Don't walk around with your head hung down, but walk around and say, I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know who I'm serving. I'm serving a God. I'm serving a God that's fully able. I'm serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm serving a God that will always be there for me. I'm serving a God that knows my situation. I'm serving a God that knows my end from the very beginning. I'm serving a God that can't lie. I'm serving a God that won't fail. Hallelujah. I'm serving a God that don't need to repent. Lift up your hands this morning. Lift up your hands this morning. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him, hallelujah, that when you were in a horrible pit, he didn't leave you there. Thank him for the job that you wasn't even qualified for. Hallelujah. Thank him when they had 300 or 500 participants, 300 or 500, hallelujah, waiting in line for one job. The Lord had favor on you. Thank him, hallelujah. No goodness of your own, but because of his mercies. He said, my mercies is everlasting. My mercies endure forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy. Oh, give thanks unto him this morning, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever. Thank him for the blood that cover your children. Thank him for the blood that cover your sisters and brothers in Christ. Thank him for the blood that cover your mother and your father. Hallelujah. Thank him for the blood that cover your teachers. Hallelujah. In the schools, the armed forces, the policemen, the government, the president of the United States. Ah, God, cover them. Cover them with his blood. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. We appreciate you this morning. For what shall we render unto you? For all your goodness, for all your kindness. What can we give you this morning, Lord? Well, I can tell you what you can give him. You can give him some praise this morning. It won't cost you nothing. Hallelujah, to rise up early and call on the name of the Lord. You might lose a little sleep, hallelujah, but you will be blessed for it. You might lose, hallelujah, some time, but you'll still be blessed for it, because time is in the hand of God. Time is in the hand of God. Remember, he never slumber, neither do he sleep. So God know all about us. Nothing is hid from him. Oh, we thank you, God, for being in that dwelling place. We thank you, Lord God, for he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We got to say to the Lord, you are my refuge. Hallelujah. We have to adopt the Psalm of David and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Just don't quote that scripture, but get it down in your spirit. And every day, if you recite this song every day, I tell you, you will see some changes in your life. You'll begin to see those things that's not as though they are. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Put your name there and say, Adrian, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored Adrian's soul. He leadeth Adrian in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though Evangelist Cummings walked through the valley of the shadow of doubt, she will fear no evil, for the Lord is with her. His rod and his staff that comfort her. Thou preparest a table before you, Christina, in the presence of your enemies. Faithful, God anointed your head with oil. Surely your cup is going to run over. God, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Don't let nobody discourage you. Don't let them tell you that your son is always going to be terrible. Hallelujah. Start putting that breath oil on that son and start calling on him every day. God will reward you for your faithfulness. You're on this line every day. Hallelujah. Hearing a word of God. Why are you here to hear a word of God? To get some strength. Hallelujah. To increase your faith. For the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Once we begin to hear this word of God, hallelujah, it has to penetrate down into the marrow of our bones. You got to hide this word in your heart. It's got to be in your belly. Hallelujah, for he said, out of your belly shall flow living waters, rivers of living water. Hallelujah, when you get this word down in your belly, I don't care what folks say. I don't care what they do. They won't disturb me because my eyes is on the prize. You have to keep your eyes on the prize. The test will come. The tester will come. Trials will come. Tribulations will come. Yes, you're going to have to cry. The songwriter said, trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble, I have to sigh sometimes. But I lay awake at night. But that's all right. Jesus, he'll fix it for you. Jesus will fix it for you. Hallelujah. He'll cause your enemy to be at peace with you.
Pathways that we can be a witness to them. Oh, yes, God and Father, we want to give you that glory. There's no glory with nothing, Lord. All our righteousness is as filthy rags, oh, God.
Yes,
we're just a drop in the bucket, but, Lord, let us be a vessel of use to you, Lord, to your kingdom, oh, God, in these last days, oh, God. And, Father, we ask you, Lord God, those that have we're having difficult times, oh, God, but we ask you to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we should not have room enough to receive, Lord. We need your blessing. We need your divine assistance, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. Oh, God, remember, Lord God, Evangelist Rosemary Williams, Lord. We ask you to touch her, Lord God. Touch her, Lord. Share her, Lord God. Bless them right now, Lord God. Raise them up, Lord. Lord, we have some bereaved families, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless in a special way, Lord. We got our loved ones, Lord God. Lord, we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, God, Evangelist Edwards family, bless them, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless, Lord God. Father, we never get used to death. The death is an enemy to us. But, oh, God, comfort the hearts, oh, God, of the bereaved in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us that desire, Lord God, to go higher heights and deeper depths in you, Lord God. Oh, not no goodness of our own, but, Lord, give us that mind, Lord. If you don't give us the mind, we won't have it to serve you, Lord. Give us, keep us with that mind to serve you. Oh, God, keep us, oh, God, with a mind to forgive, Lord, to forgive our enemies, oh, God, those that trespass against us, Lord God. Give us that mind to forgive them, Lord. Lord, you forgave us when we were yet in our sins, Lord. You died for us, oh, God. You forgave us, oh, God. Some things you can't even mention, but you forgave us, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord, to forgive those, oh, God, that trespass against us. Oh, God, bless us, Jesus, our daughter-in-laws, Lord, our son-in-laws, oh, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless them to be husbands indeed and wives indeed. And, oh, God, we got so many beautiful young sisters, oh, God, in our churches with our husbands, Lord. We ask you to send holy men in, Lord. Men that will be husbands indeed for these young women. Lord, for the middle-aged and those that desire a husband, Lord. Send some men in, oh, God, that desire to be husbands indeed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let 2013, let some weddings come forth in the churches, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, holding on to the faith and desire husbands, bless them, Lord, in a special way, Lord God. We know that there's been praying men out there. We know there's men that's serving you out there. We know that there's some that haven't came on in out there. But, Lord, we ask you to send them on in to the church. Open up the door. We need to run into the altar, Lord, and get saved, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we want to thank you, those that are sick in their body, Lord. We ask you to touch the body, Lord God. We ask you to strengthen them, Lord. My husband is wanting to touch his body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, some people, Lord God, they don't have no, hallelujah, no mind, oh, God, to serve you. No mind to call upon your name, but, Lord, give them that mind. Give them that mind, Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Give that mind, Jesus.
Thank you, God. We're going to ask you, the faithful, to come forward.
Thank you, Father God. First, God, I claim healing in my body. I bind sickness and disease and anything. Every birth and germ that touches my body dies instantly. Father God, I just thank you right now for this day. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you for all that you are, Father God. I thank you for your people, Father God, realizing that right now, Father God, as the devil's trying to attack their lives, you're moving in the midst, oh, Father God. I thank you that they don't be moved, but they be encouraged, oh, Father God, to know that you never put more on them they can bear, Father God, but they get still and know that you are Lord, oh, God. Hey, everything, Father God, Father God, that's not like you in our lives. Begin to move it out, Father God. Every person that's not in our lives that's not like you, anybody that's not right, Father God, move them out of our lives, scatter them far as the east is from the west, Father God. I thank you for doing a new thing in our lives and in our lives and in our ministries and in our, anything, Father God, that our lives are involved in, Father God. I thank you, Father, Lord God, that everything be done of you, Father God, in your will, Father God. Oh, God, you see thy kingdom come, thy will be done, God. On earth as it is in heaven. I bind discouragement and depression. I bind defeat. Trying to hover over your people's life, oh God. Heaven is in despair. Trying to make them feel that you're not with them, oh God. You're not for them, oh God. That you're not there, Father God. That you don't have a plan to prosper as good for their lives, oh God. The blood of Jesus. Every trick of Satan. Trying to trick them away from you, Father God. Away from your purpose, your will, and your plan, oh God. Help your children to know who you are, oh God. Even the more, God. Show your glory today, God. In their lives where they need you, God. The ones that are truly in need, oh God. Raise up a standard for your children, oh Lord. That they'll know that nobody but you rescued them out of the things that they're going through, oh God. Hey, so many that I've spoken with, God, are just oppressed, oh God, and depressed, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for your ministering angels, your warring angels, God, your angels standing guard over their lives, over our lives, oh God. Do a new thing in our mind like never before. Do a new thing in our spirit like never before. Take us higher, oh God. Take us higher. Let us yield to even wanting more of you in the times of whatever we're going through, in the times of need. Let us just evaporate into you even the more, oh God, to seek your face like never before, oh God. To be quicker to come closer to you, God. I thank you, oh God. That the devil was a defeated foe, and no weapon formed against our life shall prosper, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that your words are lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I just give you praise, honor, and glory, Father God, right now, that you're doing a new thing in our lives, and I give you praise, God, for strengthening your people, God. And I just give you praise, honor, and glory, and I thank you for healing in my life and in my body, God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You want to pray a little bit? Not if you want to pray a little bit. We're going to get on off. Hallelujah. Thank God. I received Sister Christina on this morning. Angela's coming. Sister Faithful's faith. And
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Evangelist?
Yes. Go ahead.
I have a request. I have a special request that I am bringing before the prayer intercessors this morning for my son, Isaac, JW, and Nikki. I need you to call their names out in prayer. I want the intercessors to pray. I have not seen my son. I don't know where he is. But, of course, I trust God, and I know God has his angels encamped around about him. But I'm asking you to, the intercessors, to pray with me for Isaac and Nikki, who is the mother of my unborn twins and grandchildren. Will you do that for me, please?
Okay. Are you going to pray or you want us to pray?
I want someone to pray, yes.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Evangelist, come and go forth and pray for her son and her daughter-in-law.
Father God, in the name of Jesus,
and all of us are in agreement right now.
Believe. And Father, in the spirit, we're touching and agreeing right now. Father, before this day is over, we ask you to let her son contact her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Right now, stir his heart up. Right now, stir his mind up. Right now, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, to be walking in the doors and calling and calling out of his unborn child. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord,
But when you start seeing the hand of the Lord on your life, Jesus. When he start exalting you, when he start praising you, hallelujah, they gonna know why, because you're serving God. Don't let nobody stop you from serving God. I don't care how good and fine they look. Baby, you ain't finer than God. He is the lover of my soul. I got no more factor. God got some fine, handsome young men out here, honey, that love the Lord. Higher than has given up all the junk in the mess to serve God. Don't let nobody tell you serving God, it'll pay off for you, baby. Higher than the Moshata. Your children will be blessed. And everywhere you go, in and out, you're going to be blessed, Christina. Hallelujah. So stand on this promise. I know we all are work in progress. Hallelujah. We can't help God do this thing. Hallelujah. But we can be obedient. As evangelists come and say, obedience is better than sacrifice. If you obey this word, hallelujah, you are promised to eat the good of the land. You're the land. You are promised to eat the good of the land. Faithful is another young woman. She's right in the same age bracket with you. Hallelujah. Love the Lord, serving God. Oh, but the enemy comes to sift us as wheat. He comes to show us all the beautiful things that's in the world. We can have some of those things, but he said, touch not the unclean thing. God don't want us to pollute and contaminate our minds. Hallelujah. He don't want us to contaminate and infect our children. Hallelujah, because our children are our heritage. Hallelujah, and we got to protect them. And they can't protect themselves. We got to protect them. We got to keep them out of harm's way. You keep on looking to the Lord. Look unto the Lord. Look unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Hallelujah. He won't forsake us. He won't leave us. He won't kick us to the curb. He'll love us. Hallelujah. And he'll lead and guide us. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We thank you for the prayer that have gone up. When you're walking to the house of worship, you ain't got to wait on the praise leader. You just go in there and say, Lord, I thank you. You done already offered up some thanks to God. You have already given him some praises. So as you get ready to prepare yourself, just start thanking them even the most, faithful. Thank him, hallelujah. Thank him, hallelujah, for keeping your mind. Sometimes we don't want God to keep our mind. Trouble is everywhere. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, how much more can I bear? Hallelujah. But he said, I won't put no more on you than you can bear. Because he said, I am a burden bearer. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God won't put no more on you than you can bear. Ah, God, I didn't even feel good in my body today. Hallelujah. I said I'm going to stay on in. Hallelujah. And rest my nerves. But something down in the inside. Something down in the inside this morning. I felt like that last night. But when I woke up this morning, I was renewed in my mind. I had a refreshing in my spirit. Yeah, God. We owe God something. We owe him something. Hallelujah. We owe him something. Hey, glory. So we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Join us next week. We're still in the Acts of the Apostles. Those that have some free time, we will be still in the Acts of the Apostles. Evangelist Cummins, I'd like you to minister this week. If you have a day that you can come on, I'll tell you what chapter we are. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. Continue to seek God early. Continue to keep him before you. Hallelujah. And if you don't know how to pray, ask the Lord to teach me how to pray. All you got to do is, all praying is a sincere desire of the heart. All you got to do is give God his word back to us. That's all prayer is, telling God, reminding God of his word. What you said, Lord, you said thus and thus. You said if I do this, you would do that. That's all prayer is, taking his word of God and pronouncing it over your life. Making it known. God already knows. But he wants you to declare it. Hallelujah. He wants you to speak it. Hey, yes. As you speak it, you get stronger. Glory to God. Remember, Sister Lucilla has a prayer line also on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Amen. Amen. And she's on from 8 o'clock a.m. in the morning to about 9:30. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, California time. Can you give them that access, the number and access code, Sister Lucilla?
Thank you. God bless you, Evangelist Adrian. Yes, I have a Yes, I Care Ministries, and that call-in number is area code 805. If you can get your pen or pencil quickly, and area code 805-399-1000. Again, 805-399-1000. And the access code, 869-045. One more time, access code, 869-045. And that's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard. Yes. I care, ministry. Thank you,
Amen. Amen. I see Apostle Johnson is on the line with us this morning. God bless you, man of God.
Grace and peace to all. How are you this morning? Truly, it is an honor and a privilege to gather with the saints of God and the people of God within this hour and season. Certainly, the anointing of God is heavy on your life this morning, Evangelist. And I do thank God for every ounce of what God is saying and doing over your life within this season. It's just, you know, truly remarkable to see, especially whenever we're going through. You know, the greatest thing is when we can preach through our pain, when we can minister through our pain. And, you know, and I don't know what God was saying and doing through all of that, but God said to tell you that there's something coming out of this. And so, you know, through the pain and everything that you're experiencing, know that there's something coming out of this and that the best is yet to come. But we're most effective when we're hurting. It seems like that will be the most least time that we will be effective. But that's when we know we're equipped, when we're just working and we're being effective in the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so, why you're yet present. Understand that we've been made endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And understand that God is causing some things to cease. But it's causing your ministry to grow, because I've heard you minister, but I really hadn't heard you minister. This morning, hearing you minister, ministered out of hurt. And when I say minister, some people, let's not get this thing twisted on what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying as an apostle of God so that we have clarity of what I'm saying. Some people minister in hurt and they harm people because they haven't been delivered from their hurt and they operate in that hurt. But some people take their hurt that they've been given and they use it to God and say, God, give me words that will help others not be hurt like this. And so that is the direction that God has given. He has allowed you to come out so boldly and so strong within this hour because of operating out of your hurt. And sometimes we don't understand, but that's some of the most vulnerable times that we can be the most effective in the kingdom of God. So I encourage you this morning, Evangelist, because God is up to something great in your life. God is up to something great in our life. We're all I want you to take this illustration, all of you, as a nugget this morning that I'm about to give, that when a storm comes, some storms come and they destroy everything in sight. When a tornado comes, it's twisting and it's going at a rate of speed to where all hell is breaking loose. And sometimes it'll just shake everything up around it, and sometimes it'll touch down and destroy everything in its path. Did you catch what I just said? Sometimes it will just blow hard, and it will go hard, and then sometimes it will touch down and it will destroy everything in its path. Why? Because it's set and designed to destroy. There's been some storms in your lives this morning. I'm talking not to this evangelist Adrian. I'm talking to all of us that have been designed to kill us, to kill us off, but yet God only allowed it to blow. And then you got to take that. You got to take this nugget as well. There, when an earthquake comes, it comes and it has a thrust and it opens up and it starts to swallow up. Then it seems like that the after effect trembles of the earthquake. Catch this thing, this revelation now. The after effect is greater than the initial effect that caused the earthquake.
Yeah.
Well, God said to remind you today that I'm swallowing some things up in your life. I'm consuming some things. So things that are around you that are trying to consume you, don't worry about them because I'm swallowing them up. The storm that was sent to take you out, it won't take you out. That it's just a hurricane in the midst of brewing. God of mercy. It's just brewing. It's just the storm just brewed long enough to let you know and remind you that it has to be there. Because if it's not brewing in our life, then we're not on point with God and we're not in place with God. That's why he put in his word, those that suffer with me shall reign with me. So if you're not going through something, then you got to ask yourself a question. You got to ask yourself, God, what is this? I'm going to do honor God this morning, just for the spirit of God. I just wanted to just say and leave those little nuggets, but God is yet great and awesome.
You receive that word.
Thank you, God.
Can I just come in and give you an added blessing for your obedience, for your sacrifice? When you obey God and you make sacrifices, God will bless you. We didn't know Apostle Johnson. He probably about to preach in his morning service. We didn't know he would be on this. Yeah, I'm almost shy on this prayer line this morning, but God knew it. Hey, glory to God. And every word he said, everybody on here needs some strength. Everybody done been through a storm. Everybody done experienced a hurricane. Yes, I'm almost shy. If you haven't experienced it, your loved ones have. I know. I wasn't there for Katrina, but my mother was there. Well, I was there, but I got out. Hallelujah. But my mother rolled the sheet. She weathered the storm. She said, I'm going to ride it out. And she rolled it out. But that next morning, he just said, the after effect is what tore up the city. Hallelujah. When the levees burst out of the dam, but high water was, we all know, I didn't see it. I couldn't see it. We had escaped to Mississippi. Hallelujah. But Katrina was devastated. Hallelujah. After fact, it was my mother and them got through the storm, got through the hurricane, but the after effect is what killed the people. The after effect is what destroyed everything. That was a revelation. That was a word. Glory to God. We better know, people of God. That this light affliction is only for a moment. Hallelujah. This light affliction is only for a moment. Because he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That's why we rise early. That's why we rise early and give him some praise. That's why we rise early and call on the name of the Lord. We don't know what's in our path. We don't know the next hour and what it's going to bring. Hallelujah. We want to continue to keep Bishop Johnny Campbell in our prayers that was shot last week. And the Lord, give us a status report on him, Apostle Johnson.
I hear my phone was going out a little bit, Evangelist. Say the last thing that you said for me.
Yes, give us a status report on Bishop Johnson, Bishop Campbell.
Bishop Campbell is doing wonderful. Today at 3 o'clock, they're having a praise party for Bishop Campbell. For all the ones that have been believing and praying and trusting God, there is a praise party going on today at 3 o'clock for everything that God has yet been good to do. Because God brought Bishop Campbell back from the dead. We couldn't go through the details of it last week, but whenever he was shot, he was sent into cardiac arrest several times, and God brought him back for such a time as this. And he was also, he had went into surgery, and he stated he had to go into surgery. He got better day after day. And his wife was reading to him at night the comments and things that people were saying on Facebook pertaining to his life, and he would just grin out of the corner of his face. He would just give that little sly grin with his face. But I have you to know today that God is restoring him and God is rebuilding him, because when your purpose is not a God of mercy, listen to this and catch this, because this word is for all of us. When your purpose is not up, nothing can stop where you're going. Nothing can stop what is trying to track you. It might delay you, but there's a thing called delay but not deny. There's a thing called access code. So he is doing just fine. He's coming, he's turning around. We thank God for your prayer and everybody that we had praying around the clock. It was people in different countries. My church is over in Africa. We're praying. We all in different cities. And different times we're praying and touching and agreeing, but I served notice on the enemy today with a praise report that he is yet doing fine and well. That God is truly blessing his life, and that he is getting better. He's not 100% right now, but he's over 65%, and God is just doing the work. God is going to complete what he sought out to do. And in the future, you'll be hearing it. He's a great man of God. I'm going to put some of his messages up that he's preached on my Facebook page. And if you go down my timeline, there's some of them on there already. But Bishop is a man that loves God and that seeks the face of God. And a bullet can't stop God's destiny for your life. And sometimes, because some of you say, well, if he was a man of God, how was he not covered? Why would he get shot? Sometimes God has to make an example out of you. You better catch that. Sometimes God has to make an example out of your life to show others that you are overcomer. Some of us don't realize, and we wrestle with why we done been through some of the things we went through in life, and we want a new life, but we got to understand that the life that we've gone through and the things that we went through were to build us and to have a testimony to reach somebody that goes through more hell than what you're going through, than what you're experiencing now. Bishop is doing great and doing well. He's on his way back to 100%. He's on his way back to strength and tearing the devil's kingdom down even the more. So I thank you all for praying for him. I ask you to continue to pray much for him. Continue to pray much for me. My word today is, my message to God's people today when I preach on today is, Father, can you hear me now? And my subtopic is the man in the mirror. You got to take a look in the mirror sometime and ask yourself, God, what is going on in me? So I say to you today, grab hold of God in this hour while there's yet still time. We love you all. Continue to pray much for Bishop Campbell. Pray much for Apostle Johnson, because certainly I need it. Because every time I share the word of God with anybody, the enemy shows his head right away. Not later, but right away. Because if he can distract or hinder or depress or deprive, he'll do whatever necessary that he can try to do to try to keep me from falling. But again, he is a liar and a defeated foe. He was defeated over 2,000 years ago, never to return to my life.
Amen, amen. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Continue to cover this young man with the blood. He's doing a marvelous work here in North Carolina. And there's some good things that God is going to continue to do in his life. So we thank you and we praise you for tuning in on this morning. We look forward to another glorious week as we continue our series, The Acts of the Apostles. So tune in next week at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We love you with the love of God. We're going to close out with the And thank God for those that were in the chat room. We have a picture of
Grandma.
He
saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around me
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Buck walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that
he is mine.
He's mine. I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah.
Thank you.